online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
More money is being given to the relief effort in the Caribbean following Hurricane Irma.
Today I'm announcing an additional £25 million to support the recovery effort, further to the £32 million of assistance I announced last week.
Theresa May's made the announcement in the Commons as the Foreign Secretary visits the Caribbean. 60 police officers and more than 1,000 military personnel from the UK have been deployed there. Brigadier John Ridge says securing homes hit by the storm was one of their first jobs.
There'd been some quite severe looting, so the first thing we did was to try and produce some joint patrols with the British Virgin Islands Police, which frankly have been, from what I've seen, really successful, and this is reported back by the Governor as well.
KMFM News.
Work will start at the end of next month to replace a bridge which collapsed onto the M20 in Kent. It came down after being hit by a lorry between junctions 3 and 4 near Leybourne last August. It's expected to take 5 months to build a replacement pedestrian bridge. Lane closures and speed restrictions of 50 miles per hour will be in place. Figures show there's been a slight increase in the number of people in Kent who are out of work. Just under 19,000 in the county were unemployed in August, only 15 more than the month before. Nationally, unemployment fell by 75,000 to 1.46 million in the 3 months to July. Meantime, annual pay growth has stayed static at 2.1%, still behind the cost of living. Here's the Employment Minister, Damien Hines.
We do expect inflation then to be coming down in 2018. Overall, I can't stress enough how important it is that we have more and more people in work. That means more security for families. And these are full-time jobs, they're secure jobs.
This is KMFM.
A woman who killed a Kent man in a crash in Canada has been told to expect a jail sentence. 31-year-old Chris Pollitt from Raynham died in June 2015 when his car was hit by another vehicle as he responded to an alarm while working as a security officer in Alberta. A 34-year-old is due to be sentenced this afternoon, Canadian time. New figures show more new homes were built in Kent last year than anywhere else in the southeast. Nearly 5,000 new builds were completed across the county, according to government data. Over a quarter of them were dedicated to social housing. Philippa Ellis is from Orbit Homes, who are building properties between Maidstone and Rochester.
Everybody needs a home. Everybody needs to feel part of a community. And in being introduced to a new community, it allows you longevity and also to build your own future and create the community how you wish it to be.
KMFM News.
Three people have been fined £1,000 each after rubbish was found dumped in Medway. Council teams were called to clear 8 bags of clothes and bedding from Shorestead Way in Chatham last November. Waste was also discovered in Cliff in January. The group were told to pay up after their details were found among the litter. Nick Clegg has revealed his son has been fighting blood cancer. Antonio was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma in September last year. The former Lib Dem leader's wife, Miriam, spoke on ITV's Lorraine this morning. She said that telling the 15-year-old was one of the hardest things.
You want to understand, why me? Why my son? And then you go through the guilt. Have I done something? Then you want to do something, and eventually you realise that there is not so much that you can do as a parent. The only thing that you can do is to be there.
And Margate's Dreamland is in the running for a top award, along with attractions like Disney World in Orlando and Chessington World of Adventure. It's shortlisted for the Best Family Theme Park Prize at this year's Family Traveller Awards. The attraction reopened in 2015 after a decade of standing empty.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Football and Gillingham have dropped to the bottom of League One, but the boss says he won't quit. They could only manage a 1-1 draw at AFC Wimbledon last night, so are still without a league win this season. Adi Penix faced criticism from the fans, but says he can take it.
I'd rather them have a go at me than the players, because the players are, you know, I've got some players on £400 a week playing for this football club. And then there's other players, you know, we go and play teams and on £8,000 a week.
You can read our match report at kentonline.com. UK. Meantime, Charlton's run of wins has come to an end after they were beaten 3-0 at the Valley by Wigan Athletic. They play the Gills at Priestfield on Saturday. Elsewhere, and Tottenham begin their campaign against Borussia Dortmund at Wembley tonight in the Champions League. Liverpool host Sevilla, while Manchester City are at Dutch side Feyenoord. And in cricket, the rain has delayed the start of the second day of Kent's Championship game against Gloucestershire. When play does get underway, the home side will resume later with 242 for 5 in their first innings.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.